Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, coming to you live, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome, if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number on the AAA Always On Call listener line. So I was driving around last night, and I was listening to Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan with my man Chris Miles, who you see on NBA TV, and he's been doing a lot of fill-in work on Overtime. And he was talking about a wish list, and I kind of did some homework last night. And that was, I came up with my top five guys to target for the Washington football team in free agency. We've talked about a lot of these names, but this would be my plan of attack if I'm one of the Martys, Marty Herney or Martin Mayhew. Mm-hmm. And Ron Rivera obviously is helping them decide who to go after. They just cleared up more money, so you're going to have a lot of money to spend in free agency, right?
$52 million.
$52 million?
Yep, with the release of Alex Smith.
All right. Should I start with number five, or should I start with number one?
Because five.
Here's the thing, though. In free agency, I'm going to start with number one. My first contract offers are going to be one. If I don't get number one, I go to number two. If I don't get number two, I go to three. Yeah, so I guess want to start with number five, but that's not how
you
do it.
So you're going to say Deshaun.
Then why'd you ask?
Yeah, then why ask us?
Well, I can be convinced. If you want me to start with number five, I start with number five.
No, these are strictly free agents, right? You're not trading for players.
Correct. Right. No Deshaun Watson scenario.
No, I actually think JP's right. Let's hear who his top target's going to be if he's one of the Martys, if he's Marty Flame.
All right, so one and two kind of go hand in hand because I want to get both of these guys.
They're definitely receivers.
Number one, it's kind of Cakes' guy, which surprised me after looking into it. I don't want to spend the big bucks for Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
And I think Will Fuller.
I think Godwin might be number two. But when I was looking at the numbers, Kenny Golladay is my number one target. Ooh. Kenny Golladay, 6 feet 4 inches tall. We know the McLaurin.
He's got a sexy body.
McLaurin is smaller, so Golladay would be different that way in that he's 6'4". Now, he was injured a lot last year. But if you go back to 2019.
I missed 10 games.
2019, he was over 1,000 yards. He was over 1,000 yards in 2018 as well. And in 2019, he had 628 yards on deep balls. That's 20 yards or more. That ranked second in the league in 2019.
Yep. And Washington desperately needs that. They need a guy that can stretch the field, open things up more underneath for the Logan Thomases, for the Terry McLaurins. They haven't had that deep threat for a while. And Golladay, if healthy, would certainly provide
that. If Golladay would have played the entire year and put up the numbers that he usually does, he might have been the number one receiver in free agency.
Right. Easily. And the injuries – get me nervous, but not as nervous as like somebody like Will Fuller. Will Fuller, I don't even think he's ever had a 1,000-yard season. He's always injured. He's a burner. He's intriguing. But looking at the receivers, I think Galladay should be the number one target.
Well, there was also speculation that Galladay was nursing a very minor injury and just sitting out because he was unhappy with his current contract.
Right.
So that raises a few red flags. But if he's healthy and you pay him, I think the dude will produce.
And I like the fact that he's a bigger body.
Right.
And so that's different than McLaurin. But along the lines, because I'm going to put out two contracts on day one, the second that you're allowed to legally tamper, I'm putting out two contracts, and both mm-hmm. are on receivers. Mm-hmm. So one is Galladay, and the number two we've talked about a lot. He's been in the system. It's Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel's 24 years old. He's a smaller guy, 5'11", 77 catches last year for 851 yards, 3 touchdowns. But he also had what entices me. The 41 carries for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he can be kind of your number three gadget guy. So I want both guys is my dream scenario, whoever the hell the quarterback's going to be. So you'd have McLaurin, Galladay, and then your gadget guy.
I don't think Galladay is going to command Allen Robinson type money, but he's right. not going to be far behind. I would guess Galladay's
so what, $15 million
at least for Galladay. I think Galladay is going to be like a $15 to $16 million annually type of guy, and right. Samuel's probably he's going to be less than that, but he's probably maybe north of $10 million. He's probably yeah. $10 to $11 million a season in that.
So you're going to spend $25 million of your cap on those two guys.
Right. I don't think it's over the top. That would be my top two guys, and then I'm going to slide right. to quarterbacks and make EB happy. Number three, I'm gonna roll the dice with the old Jameis. It's just like too tantalizing. If you need a quarterback and you're gonna go free agency, the guy threw for over 5,000 yards 2 seasons ago.
He's gonna
all know he
chains.
Had 30 interceptions. But I'm just gonna grasp that maybe he's matured and learned behind Drew Brees and in Sean Payton's system, and I'm gonna roll the dice
Here's
with
the
Jameis.
Thing. He had 5,000 yards, and we all know the 30-30, whatever, the touchdown interception uh-huh. thing. I think he had 7 pick sixes.
He
I mean,
did.
Something yes. crazy.
Yeah. He was the sole reason that they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah. Right. He threw them out of the playoffs.
Because they were in games, either leading or, you know, driving to win a game or kick a field goal, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe he learned something
the pick
watching
six through. Lost the game.
What I do like about Jameis is, now it does lead to some picks. He throws a lot of YOLO balls. Like he will let his receivers go up and make plays for balls. He will push the ball downfield, and that's right, something right. that this offense has not seen.
Well, you definitely
for
have
quite
to go
a long time
and get good receivers to make him look better than he really is.
Right, right. Which is why I started with the 1-2 combo.
So he's
the
a free agent.
Scenario,
yes. Jameis yes. is a free agent.
The dream scenario yep. would be Galladay, Samuel, Jameis, and then you're going to have an explosive offense. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 with what your wish list would be. All right, do you like it so far? 1, 2, 3.
Don't hate
I
it.
I do like it.
I love Galladay and Samuel.
All right, now I'm going to get you pissed off because my number four is if I'm not able to get Jameis, I'm gonna dust off the cobwebs on Mitch Trubisky and roll the dice. You yeah, have to add somebody. And Mitch Trubisky, I think he gets a really bum rap. Look, I don't think he's great, but people think he is just
what
trash.
Kind of deal are you giving him? What kind of deal are you giving Trubisky? What kind of deal are you giving
I'm willing to give James. Trubisky about 10.
Didn't we just have somebody
so
on
have a,
that
like a 1 year or like a 2 year deal? They're not going to come for 1 year deals.
I can give him a 2 year, eat a little bit in year two if it doesn't work out.
Didn't Those we just guys, have somebody on that was killing him? Or was it maybe it was Lombardi?
Yeah,
just
it was
said
Lombardi,
he's
yes.
more of an athlete than he is a quarterback. He has no
Correct.
Instincts for the position.
Well, coach him
yes.
up.
Yes,
coach
okay.
him.
I agree with.
I know
what?
That's just one talk you
Guess
had,
what,
but
Cakes?
Hearing that made me sour on Trubisky.
Cakes, Lombardi got fired from like 3 different jobs. Okay,
I understand.
I'm not saying he's competent, but he's not God.
Trust me, I understand that.
I don't think Trubisky.
He's just saying it swayed him. Cakes is saying it swayed him.
First of all, I would hold my nose with the Jameis deal. But if I'm not able to get Jameis, I'm more into Trubisky than Ryan Fitzpatrick, all right? So
oh,
I put two quarterbacks in my top five. Trubisky, even last year.
I want a guy who can run.
Yeah, he can run a little bit. He actually, if you look at his touchdown to interception ratio, it's not that bad. Last year, 16 touchdowns, 8 picks. Now, he only had 7 starts. His QBR, Cakes, It wasn't great. It was 21st.
Did you see him in the Saints game, in the playoff game? Did you see him in that game, how bad he was?
I understand, Cakes. I understand.
But they got to the playoffs, Cakes. They were there.
Cakes, do you understand his QBR was better than Big Ben? His QBR was better than Jared Goff? Like, his numbers aren't as bad as you think. Like, people act like Trubisky is the worst guy in the league. He's not.
No, I just think he's a – I feel like he's a big dummy. For some reason, he strikes me as a big dummy.
Well, I think he gets part of the bad rap because, you know, the Bears could have drafted Mahomes. They could have drafted Deshaun Watson, and they took Trubisky.
Yeah.
And then my last guy, number five, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, I'm going to linebacker, and I'm going to the Super Bowl champions, and I'm going to try and steal Levante David. He is 31, second-team All-Pro last year, 117 total tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles, had an interception. You look at the last 4 seasons, every one of those seasons, he's had over 100 tackles. And in 9 seasons in the NFL, he's done that 8 times in his career. He's consistent. He's a little bit longer in the tooth than maybe you would like, Cakes, at 31. But I don't think he's done by any stretch of the imagination. And you get a stud linebacker. We know that when you look at that defense, the linebacking core is one of the weaknesses. So that's my top 5. That's what the Martys need to be ready to do from moment one. You're allowed to do it.
Trubisky's the guy I predicted they were going to get. So I wouldn't hate it. Here's the thing. You can't play both sides. If you're going to kill Trubisky for just not being a good quarterback, but you're gonna applaud Alex Smith because of the team's record when he started. All right, well, you kind of got to do the same thing with Trubisky.
Because his record?
When he was a starter last year, he was 6-3. Right. Two years prior, he was 11-3. All right? So, I mean, he has won more than he's lost when he started.
So you like the Trubisky angle, Jason?
I mean, I'd like it better than Jameis. I'd like it better than Jameis.
Why?
Or Fitzpatrick.
Fewer turnovers?
I just think you can coach him up. He's younger. He's, you know, he can run. Maybe he just had a bad system. You did have Allen Robinson, so you have to give him a legit receiver. But I don't hate that. I think he's a bridge.
McLaurin.
I think he's a bridge.
At a minimum, he gets McLaurin. If you want to
chime
in,
somebody else.
800-636-1067. Who do you think should be on Washington football team's wish list? So who would be your top guy, Cakes? Would it be Galladay? Or would you go with the quarterback? Who's your top guy? You're one of the Martys. It's Cakes Ernie.
I think they need to get explosive at wide out, and I'm not going to go top of the market wide out. And this is a gamble, but I do like to gamble, and I'm going to gamble on Will Fuller.
You are.
Now, I understand that he had to serve the suspension at the end of last season with the PEDs. He's going to have to miss the first game of 2021 to serve out the suspension. But if you're looking for an explosive game breaker type, and I know that he comes up with soft tissue injuries all the time, he's got hamstring issues. Hopefully that's in the past. You hold your breath with him, but he's also one of the most explosive wideouts in the game when he's healthy. You saw it with Deshaun Watson last year. If he can continue that and you give him a nice bag of money, $8 or $10 million a season, I think he could do wonders aside from McLaurin.
Yeah, but
if he can stay on the field.
He's never had more than 53 catches in a season.
I understand.
He's never had even 900 yards receiving.
There's pitfalls. I understand the pitfalls there with Will Fuller. I understand it's part of the deal. But I think if you can get him for 13 to 15 games, he provides an element to your offense that you haven't had in years.
How much are you going to give him?
$8 to $10 million a season.
Yeah, I'd probably lean more to the $8 million.
See, I think Galladay
might not even get it done.
I think Galladay is the better choice because he's bigger, and yes, he did have injuries too, but he's proven through a couple of seasons to have a 1,000-yard season.
I also like Samuel. I would love to get Samuel in because he's young. He can play in the backfield too. As you mentioned, he's got that rushing element. He's kind of that multi-dimensional player that Scott Turner likes.
Did he play alongside McLaurin at Ohio State?
I believe they intersected at some point.
He was a little bit before him.
All right, JP, why don't we do this?
Well, remember, Samuel wasn't a receiver at Ohio State. He was a running back. You do know that, right?
Right.
So he's turned into a really good receiver. He was a running back, a really good running back in college.
Let's go to break. Let's have people call in if they want to comment on your top five list.
I want to put together
my top five list.
Nice.
If they have their top five list, I'd like to hear Jason's, even though I know he's not watching. I want to hear his top five list. Cakes, same. And listeners could call in with theirs because I like it. I'm feeling this. All right. So let's give you, you know, I want you to evaluate our list, specifically JP's. He was the first one to put his top five targets out there. Do you like it? And let's hear yours. 800-636-1067. I'm going to put one together. Lurch and Cake's going to put one together too, and we'll see what we come up with. 800-636-1067 and bang out your calls when we come back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington talking about NFL free agency and what the Washington football team should do. I'm a big fan of the movie Top 5 with Chris Rock, and so we actually have a mini game that we play on occasion, Top 5, for the morning matchup, and I just gave you my top 5 free agent targets that the Martys should go after. A couple people have chimed in on Twitter. Tell me if you like this one from AT. Number one, Curtis Samuel. Number two, free safety Trey Boston. Number three, Jonnu Smith, tight end. Number four, Jaylen Brown, a linebacker. And number five, Corey Davis, wide receiver. Not bad.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. Our guy Keith tweets us a lot. Number one, Allen Robinson. That's going to be big bucks. Number two, Russell Okung. He likes to get paid in Bitcoin, right?
He does, yes.
Number three's got Jameis. He's got Levante David, four, and Mike Davis, number five. Did you guys come up with your lists?
I have an okay list.
I mean, you kind of put us on the spot here.
I've got my list.
You gave us 5 minutes, and you had a whole day to do it, but I'll give you my
best. Plus, I didn't want to just repeat the same exact targets that JP had.
You're going to see a trend in my list, by the way.
Right. All receivers.
Well, I'll go first then. I like JP's list. I probably like it better than mine. But just to add some color to it and just maybe a few other targets potentially, you'd be thrilled if you could sign Juju Smith-Schuster, right?
Is that your number one? Give me your number one.
I have him number one.
Okay.
Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm going to go JP's route and go two receivers. So here's the way I envision it. Whenever the legal tampering period is, or before, whenever people start, they're going to make five calls at least, right? So I'm calling Juju Smith-Schuster's agent, all right? And I'm going to say, hey, we want him. We want to make a competitive offer for him. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to call Corey Davis's agent, the wide receiver for the Titans. He's a big guy, 65 catches, 15 yards per catch. I love that. So let's take him. And then I'm going to call three quarterback agents. And I got to land one of them. I got to land one of them in no particular order. Jameis, Trubisky, and then Jacoby Brissett. Those are going to be my three guys.
Okay.
I'm just going to target. I got to get one of them.
You got to fix the offense. You got to fix the offense.
Yeah.
All right, Cakes, let me hear your list of five receivers.
All right. I've already gone on record. My top target would be Will Fuller. Okay. I mean, he averaged 16.6 yards per catch in 2020. As a comparison, Terry McLaurin averaged 12.9 yards per catch. Now, he might not be the number one. McLaurin could still be the number one guy. I think Will Fuller's a perfect number two in this offense. Just to stay on the field. My number two option is Curtis Samuel. We've already gone through what he could bring to the offense. My number three option is a guy that I have denigrated on the air before, but I'm starting to see the light on him because he really stepped up his play this past season when Galladay went down, and that's Marvin Jones Jr. He's looking for a payday. He's found pay dirt 9 times in 3 out of the 4 last seasons he's played. So he's got he finds the end zone.
He's a touchdown guy.
He's a touchdown guy. So he's my third option. My fourth call goes to Kendrick Bourne, and I think this is going to be a Marty Mayhew call because he's seen him ascend in San Francisco, and that's a receiver that's not going to break the bank for you. Okay, so that's my fourth call. And my last call goes to Juju. I'm calling all receivers.
Yeah.
All the receivers get all the phone calls.
Right.
From John Martin Allville.
All right, Jason, I'm going to give you time. Let's bang out a few calls.
I need to add one guy. I got four. Yeah. I need to add one.
All right, 800-636.
I'm thinking offensive line.
1067. This is assuming they're able to keep Sheriff.
You know, I didn't think offensive line for 1 second.
I know. You
not for a single
you disregard
solitary
lineman.
I actually had Okung on my original list, and I was like, now I got to put in a second quarterback because I can't whiff on quarterbacks.
You can't whiff on quarterback. You got to have somebody. All right, 800-636-1067. I want to hear your list. Do you critique our list? Whatever you want to do. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Corey in Richmond. Corey, who do you target?
No Corey.
All right, let's go to line two. Is JaVale there? Culpepper. JaVale, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Good, good. Who do you target, my man?
Hey, I definitely think you got to go, first of all, on the team, you got to get Sheriff and Darby. I think you show up those two off the bat. Then when you step outside of the team, Chris Godwin's number one, man. He's only 24 years old. He showed a lot over the past two seasons. Hey, Justin Simmons. Not really know what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying, with safety. Justin Simmons is a top safety. He's only 27.
Okay.
Offensive tackle, Taylor Moten, been one of the best tackles, you know, say over the past 4 or 5 seasons. Then you go down and the tight end position, you go Jonnu Smith or maybe Hunter Henry to go along with Thomas. And then I would go Jameis Winston as a quarterback.
You like Jameis, all right?
Are you gonna feel confident in Jameis? Would you give him more than a 2-year deal?
Now I would say maybe 2 or 3 with the team option, you know, on the last year, because I mean Jameis is, you know, still relatively young, you know, and you know, it didn't work out in Tampa Bay because of interceptions and so forth. But what I tell people is everybody in their first year under Arians throws the most interceptions in their career. I mean, it's happened with every quarterback he's been with.
Right.
That is true.
Right.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
All right, good list there. Good list,
JaVale. Top 5 free agent targets for the Washington football team. You know somebody else I considered? Now, he'd be a big price, and he probably wouldn't want to come back to Washington. But he had a great year. Trent Williams.
If you
want to shore up your tackle,
yeah, but
you look at the Pro Football Focus grades. I mean,
he's the top guy available at that position.
Hey, he hated Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen's no longer here.
Right.
I think you're going to spend a lot of money on him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be expensive, no doubt.
By the way, the caller took 2 of my picks.
Oh, he did.
It's okay.
Because my number one guy was Godwin.
All right.
I love Godwin. Like you said, young player, good speed, good hands, obviously a winner. So I would go Godwin, and I just like Samuel. I like Curtis Samuel a lot because he's versatile and he can scoot. All right, that kid can run. He also took Justin Simmons.
Imagine if they got 2 receivers.
That's what I'm gunning for, EB.
Man,
that's my
if they
one,
actually
two
can
is
pull
receiver.
That off, it's going to be exciting. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think safety is an issue for the team. I know Cam Curl. I know you're a big Cam Curl guy.
I love Cam Curl.
He played well. I just think Cam Curl is, you know, maybe a third safety, and then who knows what happens with Landon. But I think Justin Simmons, who is the top safety in free agency, is 27. He had 96 tackles for Denver. He had 5 or 6 picks. He's just good. He's legit. And then I had Trubisky. Obviously, I'm a Trubisky guy. You can convince me to go Jameis or, you know, Bridgewater or one of these other guys, but I'll roll it with Trubisky as a bridge, but I'm definitely drafting somebody. And then my fifth guy, I'm not completely sold on Dron Christian at tackle. So I'm going to go after Alejandro Villanueva from the Steelers. Now he's 32, but he's huge. He's 6, 6'8" or 6'9". He's been to the Pro Bowl a couple of times. I just think he adds a veteran, stable player at tackle, at left tackle. So I think you need to get better at that position.
Would you bring back Cornelius Lucas? Because then you could have, like, the best football basketball team with two guys that are 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah.
Well, sure, the position you ignored is linebacker. And I did too, but I just don't know the linebackers around the league well enough to know who would be a great target, to be honest with you. But
well,
I would be surprised if they don't sign one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talked about it like a week ago. KJ Wright's a guy who might be available. You know, if you look at the list of linebackers, most of them are a little bit older.
Yeah. All right. 800-636-1067. Who would your top targets be? Let's go to Chris, line one in Bowie. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys, I don't got your list, but my problem is you guys are saying all these receivers. For one, Allen Robinson, he's probably going to get tagged. He's probably going to get tagged. The Bears aren't going to let him go because they're going to go out and get their quarterback, and he's going to get tagged. So he can't do anything about that, for one.
True.
And then who's throwing these guys the ball? Okay, receivers come just like last year with Cooper. He didn't come to Washington because he didn't know who was going to throw him the ball, or he didn't like who was going to throw him the ball. So you got to consider that. You can't just say, "Oh, we're going to go get Allen Robinson. We're going to go get."
No, we're going to target a bunch of them.
Yeah, you're going to target them, but has this been the number one landing spot of free agents lately?
Lately, no, but historically, if you bring the biggest bag of money, that'll usually get it done.
Maybe, but if the money's pretty equal, they're going to go somewhere where they know there's established quarterback there.
They're going to like this defense, and they're going to say, hey, we can win with this defense, and I can add something to them offensively. They're going to make me a prime target. I'll be the number two guy or potentially maybe even a number one guy there.
There's a lot of catches to go around.
If they went out and signed a Jameis, okay, they know Jameis is going to sling it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he's going to be hit or miss, get it, but he's going to sling it. Now, I don't know if he's going to have free reign in this offense because they might try and limit that, but I could see receivers wanting to catch balls from him. If you don't have a quarterback yet and you only have Heinicke, then why are you going to attract receivers?
Money.
Yeah.
Money and opportunity.
Competitive offers.
Money and opportunity.
For some, yes, but not all. Maybe not all the guys that you really
want.
Well,
like one of the agents was quoted this weekend as saying, you know, obviously everybody points to Amari Cooper who turned us down last year. But that was when, you know, Amari was probably the last contract. He was very comfortable where he was. He's already made his money. But for young receivers, a lot of these guys we're talking about are 24, 25. They haven't really landed their big contract yet. They're not going to turn
down. They're
coming
out of their rookie deal.
Yeah, like
they're
not Godwin turn and down Samuel, money. Both of those guys, they're on their rookie deals. They want to get paid.
Yeah. So
most guys want to get paid. We all thought J.J. Watt was going to join a contender. And I'm sorry, Arizona's not a contender like Green Bay or Buffalo or Tennessee or even Cleveland. He went to Arizona.
I think he might have also done that money. Because he, you know.
He had connections.
Good weather.
Like I said, there might have been a bunch of factors, but I don't think it's inconceivable that Washington can land top receivers. Like the Amari Cooper thing, okay, yeah, he chose to go to Dallas, but, you know, maybe he just didn't want to bounce again. He just moved, right?
We'll see.
Yeah, 800-636-1067. Drabby Valdez, do you guys want to chime in? Do you have any targets that we've mentioned that you like or that we've ignored?
I think a position you're ignoring is the offensive line. Now, you kind of brought it up towards the end.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, especially if Sheriff's not going to be there in the next couple of years, that you're really going to have to shore up that offensive line.
Well, yeah, I'm going under the assumption they're going to sign Sheriff.
Me too.
I was kind of going under that assumption too.
Well,
they don't.
And then
that's going to take up some of the money, by the way.
And then I will say, you know, as a Ravens fan, I know that Orlando Brown wants out of Baltimore if you're willing to deal some draft picks.
But we're talking free agency, not trade.
But he is one of the best tackles in the NFL right now. Just saying.
Right. Yeah.
What of the quarterbacks that are out there would you target?
Let's see. I'm kind of with JP on the Trubisky bandwagon. I kind of think he gets a bad rap.
Let's not go too far. I would hold my nose the entire time, but I just think he's a better option than Fitzpatrick, let's say.
But I've said this before, that your team is ready to win now, and your runway isn't going to be there that long. You have a you have a Super Bowl caliber defense now, so you need to get someone in free agency that you can plug and play.
Yeah.
Because in 4 years from now, you're not going to be able to pay every single player on the defense right now, especially if they you know, keep it up. And you're littered with five Pro Bowlers on defense.
I think overall, if we'd put our four lists together, it does seem like I think at least three out of four of us had Curtis Samuel, if not all four of us. And part of that is the familiarity with Rivera and Turner, his versatility. So I think that's one guy who seems to be pretty universal for us. And we all, I think, had receiver at the top of the list, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so you just convinced me to get receivers.
I don't feel like the team's in a development develop the quarterback stage. You need to find one right now. I mean, the division is for yours for the taking.
What if you boost the rest of the team? And I'm not saying that this is the best plan, but you boost the rest of the team. You're able to land not one but two receivers. Maybe a lot of people are telling us they would like to see them bring in, if you look at the tweets at Jux Radio, Jonnu Smith. So they boost, let's say they get one of these receivers, they get a second tight end who's pretty good, and then they decide to go with Kyle Allen and Heinicke and they battle it out. And they draft somebody. They draft somebody, but at least first they can they win games with Kyle Allen and or Heinicke if you've got a second stud receiver and you bring in a tight end to boost the tight end room?
No,
I think they're going to want a veteran to compete with.
You got to get more established at quarterback. You got to get more established.
I think especially
you got to have somebody else.
I think we're going to be disappointed when we see who's actually available, because
you're probably right. It's going to be underwhelming.
Guys like Jameis aren't most likely is not going anywhere. Your top receivers are going to get franchise tagged, and then they might be available,
or they're going to resign with their teams.
Yeah, you're going to have to trade for them. So it's I don't think it's just going to be this amazing market out there where. We have the pick.
Yeah, but
the
he's just giving you his top five targets. So
I don't think a lot of those receivers are going to get franchise tagged.
Well, Allen Robinson and Godwin definitely will.
Well, I don't think any of us even mentioned Allen Robinson.
What do you mean?
To be honest with you, the caller did.
Well, we've been talking about him for weeks.
Yeah, we've mentioned him 1,000 times.
Yeah, but not on our list today.
But he might cost the most.
Yeah, that's why I went with Galladay. Maybe Galladay gets franchised. I don't know.
Well, he's going to cost a lot, too. I mean, he's going to be there right behind Robinson, so you're going to pay a lot for him.
I would think Robinson and then Godwin are the top two.
I think that there are enough.
In actuality,
out of one or two receivers that will get you excited.
Out of the 20 players that we named on our list, they'll probably get – maybe they get two.
Right. Yeah. Well, we didn't name 20 because there was a lot of overlap.
There was some overlap.
That's true. All right. Well, 15. All right. So maybe they get two.
Yeah, but if they get two and, one of them's a receiver, if they get one of the receivers mentioned, you're going to be
excited. They got to get a receiver. They got them. And they know that.
And I think they have to, honestly, they have to address and get a veteran linebacker that they can rely on to shore up the defense. I think
you're probably right.
Safety, they could probably use some upgrades, but I think
they're going to bring back Collins.
Need is bigger.
Well, what are the Marty's free agency history? Are they aggressive or do they wait back and wait for the secondary market? We hear about that all the time, how good teams play the secondary market, get value for players.
Well, I just think it's a cautionary tale, and we're setting the bar a little high. I know we're going to break here. But it's a little that we've all of a sudden, like a year ago, gone from, man, this is a dreadful team that won four games or whatever it was, it got Jay fired, to now they're a Super Bowl contender defense, and they're just maybe a player or two away.
You don't think in the next four, the team is with the defense is ready to win now?
It's a big leap. Like, all of a sudden, in 1 year, this was a 7-9 team. And what were they the year before? I've already forgotten. I mean, whatever they were.
They won four games.
They won four games the year before. Then they won seven. And now we're saying they're ready to win now. They're just a plug-and-play player or two maybe away from contending for a Super Bowl. I think that's
a huge leap.
Yeah, but they had the right pieces.
They got much better talent.
Some key pieces.
Quarterback ever.
I think we're further away from that. I like the enthusiasm. But I think we're setting the bar a little high.
All right, well, let's think about it. You have 30 teams in the NFL. Out of those 30 teams, I'd say half of them or maybe a third of them you can discount for making the playoffs. Then you have half the teams that you would think are, probably playoff contenders. And then once you have your playoff contenders, you probably have 10 teams that are Super Bowl contenders?
I think that they're, playoff contenders.
You think the Washington football team isn't one of those 10 teams that could be a Super Bowl contender?
Not yet.
With the right piece?
Have a quarterback.
Who's the quarterback?
Well, I'm saying once you plug in your veteran.
Well, it doesn't mean you, yeah, but if you just plug because in you plug in a veteran doesn't mean he's the answer.
Yeah.
Just because you get Trubisky doesn't mean he's the answer.
Yeah. I think that it's a stretch. Like, we'll be – honestly, I think a realistic – if they win 8 games next year, that's that's pretty good.
Well, I think you're setting the bar very low.
If you're getting excited
about 8 games, I think you're setting it very low.
I'm not excited about 8 games, but I think it's realistic.
Did he just say they're a top 10 Super Bowl contender?
I think they're in the discussion for a Super Bowl contender team.
This is a team that's speaking of free agency quarterback.
You're insane in the membrane, my friend.
On Bovada, they're like 20th to win the Super Bowl.
He's very bullish on WFT.
He's very bullish. And I'm just saying, hey,
you guys aren't listening. I said if they get a veteran quarterback in.
Who? What do you mean just a veteran quarterback?
All right, look, if you get Jameson, I think they're in the discussion for a Super Bowl contending team.
Super Bowl.
Wow. All right, you pick them, and then when we do our picks,
when has he ever proven that? Right, he's not back to Florida State.
I don't want to kill the kid for being optimistic.
You're not optimistic.
I think next year is going to be tough.
They're not a veteran quarterback away from a Super Bowl.
Well, that's why you have a loser mentality all the time.
You're more negative than anybody.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I was just laughing because the way people react on social media, Nick wrote, "Good God, if they go after Trubisky, I might actually just stop." And I get the reaction. I don't love Trubisky, But you need to do something to quarterbacks. So they've officially – well, I guess they haven't officially done it. But they're ending their relationship with Alex Smith, right?
Yeah.
So is Heineke the only guy on the roster right
yes.
now?
Yes. Well,
Kyle Allen's a free agent.
Until
they're
going to
sign
released,
Kyle.
Yes.
I'll be stunned if they don't sign Kyle just based on his knowledge of the offense. And they like what he did when he played.
Right.
I'll be stunned if they don't
sign. I agree with you. But look – on my list, I had two receivers, one, two. Ideally, I'd love them to sign both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then my next two are quarterbacks. I just want them to sign one of them. And Trubisky is the second choice.
One guy said he'd slam his Johnson in his sliding glass door if they signed Trubisky.
It's a lot of negative reaction.
He misspelled Trubisky, and it tilted me, but it's fine.
People have a visceral reaction to Trubisky.
I have that, too.
Yeah, hard pass.
Well, but people can't say, you know, they'll slam their junk in the door if they sign Trubisky. Give us another option. Who do you want?
Right. It's the options are putrid, other than the top ones.
Are you going to be excited if they sign Jameis and he's throwing two picks a week like he was with the Tampa Bay Bucks?
That's what he was doing.
He was throwing two picks a week. Think about that.
Right.
It's hard to recover from.
Yeah.
It's tough.
A lot of people are high on Jonnu Smith. So last year he had 41 catches, 448 yards, did have 8 touchdowns. I almost think it's like the fantasy football players who saw a guy score touchdowns every other week. That's who they want. I mean, maybe he would be a great addition alongside Logan.
Well, here's why he scored some of his touchdowns. Because when they got in the red zone, teams were so terrified of Derrick Henry getting fed the ball, they would play action it to Henry and Jonnu Smith's wide open. Yeah. Or they'd run like a jet sweep to Jonnu. Because the other team, they're so dialed in on stopping Henry from the two.
Can I give you some Jameis numbers, okay? And I'm talking out loud. I haven't even thought through this. But I'm just looking at him. So he's career 121-88 touchdown to interception ratio. It's not great by any stretch. But he's never had a year where he had more interceptions than touchdowns. I mean, last year it was, or, you know, 2 years ago when he played and he had the 5,000 yards, it was 33-30. The year before that, it was 19-14. I mean, that's not great, but it's not horrific. The year before that was 19-11. The year before that was 28-18. I mean, you would take that.
Yeah.
If you could get 28-18 Jameis Winston for 4,000 yards, you're taking it. And then his rookie year is 22-15. So he hasn't always thrown 30 interceptions. I mean, that was just a weird, you know, crazy year.
It was
year.
Spectacularly no, bad.
Where he threw it 626 times. You know?
Yeah, but the 1 year that he only threw 14, he only played 9 games. So add the games
right.
up. And he's probably going to throw at least 20 if he plays a full
season.
But
his ratio is better, is what
he's
pointing out. But his
ratio, he's never had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't 1-1.
He's always been on the positive side of it. It's always been a few more interceptions than you'd want.
Of course.
But, like, you would take, you'd kill, if we had a, what he did in 2016, and even though the completion percentage was low, but he had over 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 18 picks. If I said you were going to get that production from your quarterback, you're just like, give it to me. I'll take it right now.
Well, that's the question. Can you capture that? Can you get back to that level? That's the
I mean, he just threw for 5,000 yards a year ago, Cakes. He's how old is he? I want to look at his age.
26, I think.
Hey, yeah. Didn't he have a
27? He's 27 in like 55 days.
Didn't
he's
have
a baby?
Didn't he have a 1-0 ratio this year? He came in for the trick play.
Maybe, but I have him at 0-0. Was that in a playoff game or something? It might not have been.
Might have been
season.
In the playoff game against the Bears. Maybe
I think that was the playoff game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he had a perfect touchdown interception.
Look,
ratio
if you could get him
year.
In here and he throws
zero
for
zero.
If he throws for 4,000 yards, and you get him to throw for 24 touchdowns and
12 picks.
14 picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can live with that.
Well, then you've scored.
That's a home run.
You but score. If he comes
that's
in and throws
a good
20
signing.
Picks, if he throws 20 picks in 16 starts or more, then Rivera's going to be pulling his hair out on the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, then you're going to see Taylor. And then you're going to be psyched because he's going to be diving for pylons.
Right. Getting hurt, digging up the shoulder.
And then you're back to Jameis.
Right.
All right. Let's bring out some of these calls. I'm assuming we still have these calls there. Let's go. Is Jaime still there on line one? Haven't talked to Jaime in a while.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
I don't think that one of the top receivers are going to sign with us until we settle the quarterback situation. Look at Allen Robinson. He had terrible quarterbacks all of his career. He probably wants something better. It's time to get paid and then to win some games also. I think Cortez Samuel, I think all of you guys agree, he would be a great pickup. And why not? Maybe Marvin Johnson. Marvin Jones. We can double down.
He's on Cakes' list.
We can double down and have two tier two receivers to fortify that receiver core. And when it comes to the quarterback, I don't think we're going to get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Jackson. But maybe Clearwater, Jacoby Brissett. I don't know, maybe a solid, you know, a tier three quarterback. And then maybe we can draft somebody, or maybe we can pick up somebody in free agency next year. But, you know, just a solid game manager, a starter. That's what I'm
thinking. Thank you, Jaime. I think he does bring up a good point with Allen Robinson. So Allen Robinson had primarily Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, right?
Right.
And then he's had Trubisky, Foles. Mm-hmm. He probably wants to land somewhere with somebody established at this point in his career.
Yeah.
By the way,
he does, like Drabby said, maybe he does get tagged and he can't go anywhere.
I have less than zero interest in Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to trade for him. I believe he's still under contract. He's
correct.
Not in the free agent pool. No, thank you.
Let's go to line
two.
About,
hold on, real quick. What if you had an opportunity? I mean, you're going to have the opportunity. Blake Bortles or Teddy Bridgewater. Bortles has played a lot.
Neither.
Bridgewater
well,
a million
I, of
times.
Course I would take Bridgewater there, but I don't want either one of them.
I mean, Bortles
like a
some
third
okay
stringer.
Years.
He's a third stringer now.
Bortles
he's a
was 35-18 his second year. 23 is 16
I mean,
his third year.
How long
no,
you
21-13.
He's done.
This ancient history.
He's got a thing for former Jacksonville quarterbacks.
The one thing Bridgewater won't do is he won't kill you with turnovers.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to throw for 350, but he's not going to kill you with turnovers.
Bortles is 28.
Okay, if Bortles starts any games, the season's officially over. For any team.
Yeah,
not even Washington football team. If he starts
just
for any team.
I'm looking at his numbers, Cakes. 35 touchdowns 1 year.
What year
35.
Was that?
2015.
Yeah. Six years ago. That's ancient history. That's
right.
Forever ago.
Okay, he's only 28. It's not like he's.
It's over for him. He's a third string bench piece.
You can add him to your list. That's in your top five.
Add him to your top 100 list.
He started 78 games.
He stinks now.
Yeah.
All right. You want him as your quarterback?
I'm just throwing out names.
All right, well, we're throwing it back at you.
636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.